Corsican Brothers, from the novel by Alexandre Dumas, adapted for radio by Eric Scott, and a George Edwards production. Tragedy has stalked in the mountain home of the De Franches. Marianne Giudice, when she discovers that Lucien has been faithful in his love and that she has made a mistake because of his twin brother, tells her father that she still loves him. She is ordered from her home, and she goes straight to the De Franche house. It is only Pierre Godet who prevents Madame De Franche from killing the girl on sight. Marianne has asked for Lucien, and Madame De Franche firmly believes that she is trying to weave some spell over him. Later, when Lucien arrives home, he finds Madame de Franche loading a gun. She is non-committal. But later, when there is a knock at the door, she answers it and finds Marianne standing on the threshold. Raising the gun, she unhesitatingly fires, and Marianne falls. With the gun still smoking, Madame stares down at the inert form at her feet, while Lucien and Louis hurry along the hallway, wondering what has happened.
Mother! 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 Mother, what is it? A shot! Good heavens!
What happened?
She doesn't move.
Who is it?
She doesn't move. She is dead.
Mother, who is this girl? What did she do? What made you fire? Just a moment. I'll see who it is.
Marianne.
Marianne.
I shot her. She came after you, Lucia. And I shot her dead.
Oh, Marianne.
Madame, whatever has happened, I heard a shot and I...
Why, Madame de Franche, what have you done?
She came after Lucia. I shot her dead.
Oh, Marianne. Marianne, speak to me. Oh, my beloved, my darling.
Oh, Marianne.
She is a witch. She was trying to enslave my son. I knew she'd come back. And I shot her dead.
Madame, come with me. Come away.
I strike for the De Franche. I strike for their honor.
Come with me, please.
Oh, Mary. Lucien, don't lose control of yourself.
I shot her dead. Dead.
Oh, Mary. You came for me. All the way from the south. And now...
She moves, Lucien. She's not dead.
Oh, Marianne. Marianne. Why, her heart beats. Oh, Louis, there may be hope. There still may be hope. The doctor. The great doctor from Paris.
On his way to Ajaccio this day. His holiday is finished.
Oh, if only I can be there in time. I must catch up with him. I must bring him back. Grifo! Grifo! Saddle the horses, quickly! I must catch him in time. Oh, Louis, I must catch him in time. Oh, Marianne, my darling. Cling to life for my sake. If you die, I die too.
After placing Marianne tenderly on his own bed, Lucien rushed to the stables where a horse was already saddled. Without a word to the faithful Grifo, he whipped up his horse and was off down the track in a great cloud of dust. Meanwhile, Madame, almost in a state of stupefaction, sat in the living room, Pierre Godet beside her. She seemed now to display no interest in her surroundings, and all she could say was,
I shot her dead. It was the only way.
Madame, I don't think you realize what you've done. She didn't come here to harm your son.
She is a Giudice.
All the same, I'm sure she meant no harm. Oh, it's you, Louis.
Mother, are you all right?
Yes, my son. Where is he? Where is Lucien?
On his way to Ajaccio.
Ajaccio?
There's no hope for Maria.
She is alive?
I think so. She's gravely ill.
You say there's no hope?
No. I think there may be. I couldn't tell. Nor could Maria. We only hope that Lucien can catch the doctor before he leaves Ajaccio.
She will die. She must die.
Don't say that, Mother.
She is our enemy.
You don't know how much Lucien loves her.
That is why she must die. It is his spell.
If she dies, Lucien will die too. He will, Mother. I know what he feels in his heart. I am just a twin. I've been through the same agony. I know at this moment what he's thinking, what he's feeling. Oh, please, God, may I be in time. Please, please. Faster, faster. I must catch him, I must. Half an hour before the boat sails. Oh, I must be there in time. Please, dear God. For Marianne's sake, please. I know what he thinks, Mother. I know how he feels. If Marianne dies, there'll be yet another tragedy in the De Franchi household.
The Franchi home that night, the hours dragged by. Louis and Pierre, in turn, sat by Marianne's bed. Marianne's face, although unearthly white, was still beautiful as she lay so near death. Madame still sat in her great wing-back chair in the sitting room. She had made her great effort. She had struck this blow at De Guidici, and now she was set. In the early hours of the morning, Pierre, who had been resting in his own room across the hall from Lucien's room, where Marianne lay, went to Louis and told him that he must get some sleep. While they argued, they suddenly heard the sound of the dog.
Pierre, the dog. Somebody comes. Perhaps it's Lucien. It must be Lucien.
I'll come with you.
It must be he. Who else? The dogs know him.
And supposing the doctor is not with him?
Marianne is so still, so white. I feel fine. I've felt that perhaps, even if Lucien brings the doctor with him, it may be too late. Lucien! Is it you, Lucien?
Yes, Louis! It is I!
The doctor! Is he with you?
Yes! Dr. Corret is here at my side!
You hear, Pierre? He overtook the doctor. Oh, he's a wonderful man, this brother of mine, speeding through the night as though his horse had wings. One of these days he shall teach me to ride as he does. He's everything that I'm not.
But you're wrong, Louis. He has the accomplishments that you lack. But don't forget that you have accomplishments that he lacks. His are outdoors. Yours cultural. The studious. Together, you are strength.
Nearer and nearer came the sound of the hoofs. And soon Lucien was dismounting in the courtyard and helping Dr. Corret from his saddle. Hurrying into the house, the doctor immediately made his examination of the wounded girl. Hot water and bandages were called for, and the doctor's bag of instruments was produced. For an hour or more, the doctor busied himself, and at last, as the sun rose, painting the countryside in a bright, unnatural light, he declared that Marianne would live. With a sigh of thankfulness, Lucien left the sick room on the orders of the doctor and flung himself down in his brother's room to rest. Later in the day, when he awoke, he found the house silent and still. Walking down the stairs, he was about to go to the sick room when he saw through the open door of the living room his mother, still sitting motionless in her wing-back chair. Slowly, Lucien walked through the door into the living room and knelt down beside Madame de Franchi.
Mother.
Yes, my son.
She is going to live.
So I have been told.
Mother, what can I say to you?
There is nothing to say. I have failed.
Oh, please don't talk like that. Please don't talk like that, Mother. Marianne wouldn't harm me, Mother. She loves me. Mother, why don't you go to your room and get some sleep? You've been here all this time since it happened.
I will never sleep again. Not now that I know that woman will live.
Mother, did you love my father?
Yes.
Did you love him very much?
He was my life.
Then can't you understand that this is the way I feel about Marianne? That's the way Marianne feels about me. If she had died, something here inside me would have died too, and my feelings for you.
You hate me now?
No. No, I understand, Mother. I know how you feel about the Cadici. You feel that she had come here to do me some harm. Oh, Mother, don't you understand? She loved me. She'd lay down her life for me. Honestly, she would. Just as you would have laid down your life for my father when he would be alive. Come with me, Mother. Come with me to her now, please.
I loved your father very much.
Then at least you understand. You must understand that she has that same feeling for me. Otherwise, she wouldn't have come here putting herself in danger. Come, Mother. Take my hand. Come with me.
Be quiet.
Come over to the bed, Mother. Look down at her. Could a girl with a face like that do all the vile things that we believe the Cadici would do? Oh, Mother, judge for yourself. Judge kindly.
Oh.
She's heard your voice, Lucia.
Oh, Lucia.
Oh, my darling.
Oh, Lucia. I found you.
Marianne, my mother is here. She's come to tell you that now she understands.
Do you love my son?
Love him? Why, madame, if you think otherwise, why not finish what you set out to do?
You mean
kill me now. Take my life from me. Because I would never want to live on without Lucien. Never. Oh.
Oh, Mother. Mother, don't, please. Mother.
I love your father. It was you, my son, who made me realize the feelings that lay between you and this girl. Oh, Marianne, even though you be a Cadici, since you love my son, really love, I will atone for what I have done. You will see. You will see. My daughter.
Here at last was understanding. Perhaps an end to the pain in the hearts of two young people. But a dark cloud hangs over the Corsican brothers. Make sure you hear the next enthralling episode.